You're ready.
Okay. This is the regular meeting of the Otterville Town Planning and Zoning Commission, Monday, July 27th, 2026. I'll call this meeting to order. We've got an agenda before us. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay, we've got minutes from last month's meeting before us. I'll entertain a motion at any time to approve those.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from the meeting held June 29th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, first item here is public hearing discussion and consider recommending for approval slash denial to the Otterville Town Council the zone change application going from agricultural to commercial as requested by Travis Franklin. So I will open this public hearing now. I'll set some protocol. Raise your hand. Be recognized. You'll have about 2 minutes to comment. This isn't a public argument session, so all comments need to be directed to us. If there are questions, then we will answer those when it's our turn to speak. Okay. Anybody? Does everybody know what this concerns?
No.
What it is, you know, Travis Franklin's parcel down there where he has his shop, he wants to put a commercial lodging development in there. I think it consists of 5 small cabins and a couple of larger cabins, a gathering area.
He wanted to do a country store and a restaurant as well?
Yeah.
Isn't that already commercial land?
No, it is not. It's ag land.
Oh.
It's ag land. It does comply with the general plan of encouraging that kind of thing down the Highway 89 corridor. Okay.
That is a great idea.
Chris.
Is there an update on the state road permit?
I haven't seen anything. So, I mean, this is the public hearing. We'll take the comments. We won't move on this until we hear from UDOT about what may need to be done to the highway for him to get proper access there. So we can table it if that's what we will do. Well, if there are no questions or comments, I'll close the public hearing. Okay, since we do not have the UDOT finding on the highway access on the new access permit, I'll entertain a motion to table this until we do.
I'll make a motion to table this until we have proper documents.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that this be tabled until documentation from UDOT is secured. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, next item on the agenda. Number 3, approve slash deny a lot line adjustment for parcels 0-12. Well, number 2 is a, oh, Tyler Schoaf, I apologize. Number 2, thank you, Tony. Review zone change application requested by Tyler Schoaf for parcel 0-1-7-4-23A and set for a public hearing.
Tyler, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so just trying to split up the field and the house, put them on different parcels to make it more affordable for people to buy the house. So I'm just working on trying to keep the field as ag and then have a retirement lot, which is the orchard, and then my house on a residential zoning.
Okay, so to clear it up then, you're on one parcel now.
And yep, and I'm trying to make the 3.
This has gone on quite a while because I guess there was talk when you got your building permit about needing to be a residential zone because there was a, what you'd call a mother-in-law apartment, there was an internal dwelling unit, In a, but then that was not followed through when your building permit was issued. It was zoned ag, so apparently it just got approved without changing the zone of it. So now what you want to do is break it into the main parcel as it exists and create two new parcels, one where the house is and one next to it, where now there is an orchard, with the idea that they can all be sold separately.
Correct.
Okay. And just for the board and everybody here's information, the minor subdivisions cannot occur if they're illegal. Both the house property and the orchard property will be too small to be zoned ag. And so we're requesting to zone them. What was the zone we're looking at, Tyler?
Just the basic residential, we could go ag-res, a residential lot. You tell me.
Okay, you've got
1.24
acres and 0.75 acres. So AR, ag-residential, works because the minimum is a half an acre. We can go R1A or R1, whatever you prefer. AR just allows more ag type stuff to go on without conditional uses.
Gotcha. And any of it's fine by me. My goal is to retire there and build another house. And then let someone enjoy the house while I can't be there for the next 10 or 15 years.
Okay. Well, should we just... I would recommend, since they're both larger than half, that we go to ag residential.
Yep, that sounds good.
Does that sound okay?
Yep.
Any comments from the commission?
Makes sense to me. I would go with the ag residential too. I would go with AR.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks huge shout out to Brianna and Ed for helping me sort this stuff for the last few months. It has been, you know, looking up old records and trying to find out what really happened. So the shout out to them for helping it done. Then Mike Stewart helping get all the surveying and stuff done. He's been a good help.
Okay, so then we can set this for a public hearing when we meet next month. And by then, you'll have to have all of the things together, the proposed parcels, professionally surveyed.
If you look on the back of his zone change,
thank you. It's already done.
There's one already done.
Okay.
Should have mapping, should have the description, should have all the things required that they put in the zone. If not, just let me know.
I was a little late. Okay. It looks like it's all in order, so we'll go ahead and set the public hearing for next month.
And what day will that be?
August 31st, Tyler.
Okay, because we're trying to be in town the last week or two of August, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Tyler. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 3, approve/deny lot line adjustment for parcels 0-1-7-4-7 and 0-4-1 by Paul Cox.
Chandler Mowbray is here for this.
Okay, you want to explain this to us a little bit?
Yeah, so I brought some bigger maps for you to look at here. If you want some of these, rather than give you one.
There's some maps.
So here's one you want to look at here. So it's just a...
Go ahead and take that one.
A pretty simple boundary adjustment here. We're working with these two parcels here. It's just been deemed in the best interest of both owners to make this more suitable land for Paul's parcel here. So all he's doing is purchasing this from the Spencers and just absorbing that into his parcel there. For the Spencers, it's kind of useless land. It's over the hill and up that canyon and that wash there. So it just makes more sense for Paul to have it there. So if you guys have any other questions for me, I'd be happy to answer.
Looks like he's giving almost 5 acres extra, right?
Yep, just under.
Just under 5 acres. don't see any issues with it.
No, I think that is zoned ag.
They're both ag.
Zoned ag. How big is the? Is you're getting this from the Sorensen's? You say?
Spencer.
Oh, Lynette Spencer has that. You know, the county map is really bad right up there. It is not even remotely current. Because it doesn't even show. Okay.
So that's where he's trying to take this.
Okay.
Right there. This is the area right through the canyon road.
Okay.
And so doing this, once we get that recorded with deeds, we'll send all that line work over to JS Department of the county, and they'll update the maps with all that, too.
Okay. So. Okay. I don't see any issues with that. Does anybody else? I entertain a motion to approve or deny this.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve this lot line adjustment for these two parcels for Paul Cox. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? No. Motion carries. So we'll approve it, and we'll get the letter of consent signed then. For you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Item number 4. Approved/rely lot line adjustment for parcels 0-6-2, 0-6-3, and 0-6-16 for Terry Griffiths.
If Terry wants to talk on it, he's more than welcome to. My steward intended to be here, but he is talking with Mike Caruso at the moment. Terry, do you want to tell him what it is?
It's the land right west of my store behind the bank. I tried to buy that when I was building the store, and they wouldn't sell it. Now they've decided it's a liability to them, and they want to sell it. So they want to sell portion of that to me and portion of it to Darlene. Down the fence line of Darlene, that property will go farther south down the parking lot, and the portion that's behind, well, to the south of me will be deeded to me, where my generator is. If you pull in the bank, you see the generator, that's where my generator. They just let me put that on there.
So they just don't want to take care of that little triangle next to their parking.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And I think it's all commercial, and we're all commercial.
Yes, I looked it up. Everything is commercial.
So yeah. It's side property. Nothing's going to be built on that I know of, and nothing's going to be changed if they don't want.
I'll entertain a motion either way on this one.
I'll make a motion that we approve the lot adjustment.
Seconders.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve this lot line adjustment for these parcels represented by Terry Griffiths. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Number 5. Approve/deny lot line adjustment for 0-35-5 and 0-35-3 for Orderville Town. Now, is this the street?
The ball field and the highway.
Okay. How does the ball field get clear down to the highway?
Well, it's two different ones. Oh, the first one? Now,
yeah,
this is
we're
the,
only on one.
This
okay.
is John Rush's.
This is John Rush's property down here?
Down here, yep.
Okay. So what is the purpose of this? What are we doing here?
Is that just widening the road?
Is that just transferring that land that used to be the road back to John Rush?
Sean?
What's happening?
Yeah, so John had given that land to the town back in 2019 because they thought they needed to make a turn lane and use that as part of the road. And then he donated some more land further over that actually became the road. So this would give that little corner that is there in the front back to John.
That he's using for a driveway now anyway, right?
Yeah. It's got stuff that's on it. And,
okay.
It's a surplus land, that we have for the town. And then there's a chunk of land from Lauren in the back that is going to be right next to where the baseball field first baseline is. And they were going to trade that piece of property for the one down on the corner. So we'll have like areas to put bleachers and dugouts off of that first baseline. Kind of that hillside that used to be that little little hill behind where the Legion building was. So that would become, if everything works out in the agreement, that would be town property. And then the town would go through and give that piece that used to, that he gave the town.
Okay, so they're taking back the property next to the road.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've reviewed both 5 and 6 here, it looks like.
Yeah.
I will entertain a motion on number 5. I don't see that there are zoning issues with any of this. The zoning is kind of weird on this land. It's all ag, but none of the parcels there are big enough for ag, but it's something that happened a long time ago. So I don't see any issues with any of this that violate any ordinance. So on number 5, I'll entertain a motion either way for this land swap with John Rush and the Orderville Town. This is the one that's on the entrance to the ballpark road.
Make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve this action. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? No. Motion carries. Let's move on to number 6. Entertain a motion either way for this lot line adjustment between the Robinsons and the town of Orderville up near the ballpark.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve this motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are you voting, Riley?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Green.
Okay, motion carries. Number 7, consider recommending for approval slash denial a conditional use permit for Dusty and Sean Frost at 2375 South State Street, Orderville, for use of home as a vacation rental. Sean and Dusty, you want to fill us in on this?
I talked to you when we first bought it because I was worried about the state road easement. We would have to get a letter like with our business last time, and he said where it would be the same traffic as a household. They did not care.
Okay.
He could send me a letter if you need one, but he did not. If you need one, I'll get one. But so you got fine with it?
Okay. They actually need to communicate with us. I'll tell you why. Because they told us we needed to do that. If they don't want us to do that anymore, they need to tell us they don't want us to do that anymore.
For a business, they do.
Well, when we initially started this, they said a vacation rental as well. And I realize a lot of times vacation rental is less traffic than a household.
And that's what they said.
Okay.
And this was a new guy because they transferred jobs. And so
I think that's what's happening is we're getting new people that have different ideas here. I believe you. I will contact them and verify that, but I think we can go ahead and move on this, and I won't sign this until I verify it from them.
I'm abstaining from voting in this.
Again?
Again.
Okay.
I'm writing to you. I do, but...
You will. I don't second you.
I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve this request for conditional use for a short-term rental at 2375 South State in Mount Carmel. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, motion carries. And I'll just verify that before I sign it. Okay. And find out if this guy still wants us doing that. Okay? Because if he doesn't want us doing this, I'd rather not. Okay. Number 8. Discussion on parcel number 0-5-8, conditional use permit, Shanna Frost. Shanna, what do you got going here?
So I got my conditional use permit granted to put a laundromat in there with my storage units, and I decided I don't want to do that. I can't financially afford to do it. I've got a couple of contractors that have given me bids to go in and do it, and I'm looking at like $250,000 to put a building on there, and it's just not... if I was 20 years younger, it might be feasible, but at my age, I'm not going to see any kind of return on it. In fact, by the time I die, I'll probably still be owing on it. So what I'd like to do is get my permit changed so that I can put a couple of office buildings on there. I'd like to do an office building just for my storage unit stuff. Okay. And I have somebody else that said that they would be interested in possibly renting an office space from me.
Okay.
But I didn't really know what I needed to do. I did not need to know if I needed just to come here and it was settled, or if I needed to go to have to go through the town board and all of that. I'm not sure what I need to do on that.
Yeah, that zone that we created for you on that, everything is done by the conditional use permit process.
Right.
And so that's what you'll need to do is apply for a change of use on that. Do the plot plan. Show the proper parking. There are parking requirements for office space in the zoning ordinance. We can show you where they are when it comes time. So as long as you're in compliance.
Did I do that for my laundromat?
You did.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Did I do
you
that?
Did.
Okay.
You did. You showed the laundromat there and the parking for it. You'll need to do the same thing, only just change it to rentable office space is what you'll want to do.
Okay. And then come back to
They come back then? Here.
Okay.
We'll review it, and if it meets the requirements, particularly we're looking at parking, okay, and setback requirements.
So can I talk to you about that for a sec? Because when I was getting ready to put in the, what I was talking about doing the laundromat, and I had talked to Chris about this, and he said he was getting ready to put in, to get some zone to go through so that if I tore that whole building down, I only had to offset 10 feet rather than the 25 feet.
From the road?
Yes. Where are you at on that?
It was approved.
Okay, perfect.
What exactly was approved? Was it approved for the laundromat?
It was approved for C2.
It was approved for C2.
To match the setbacks of C1 zone.
Oh, that's right. We did that just a month ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that'd be perfect.
Yeah. 10 feet would work then.
Perfect.
25 feet on the lot, on the corner lot, but 10 feet on the front for a standard lot.
Okay,
awesome. Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right. Discussion on parcel 0-1-7-4-170, Lynn Frost. Is Lynn here?
I don't see her. Shanna, what is up to Lynn?
Yeah, what's up with Lynn on hers? Do you know?
Did she mention that she was coming today? She has to be put on the agenda.
Oh, no, but she's home.
What is it she's looking for? Anybody know?
She had mentioned adding an ADU or some kind of...
Oh, I do know what she's talking about. So on that upper piece of park property that their trailer used to set on before they built the house, she wants to get permission to put, like, a mother-in-law's house, to basically put something on there, like a trailer house or for her kids to build a small house or something like that, like a mother-in-law house.
And so she just wanted to know what she needed to do for the next steps or if you guys would allow her to do it.
She doesn't need to come here to do that. That's permitted, isn't it, Chris? In R2, I think, permitted as a primary dwelling and then an ADU. I think if she wants to make the ADU bigger than half the size of the primary dwelling, she may need a conditional use permit for it. But since that is R2, there is a lot more availability of housing going on. So that's what I remember it being. I have to look at R2. We don't need to discuss this during the meeting. I'll just hang around and we'll look it up afterward. Okay. Okay, any other items? I'll see. Discussion on single-family residential district R-1-T. Tony, where are we at with this?
So I spoke with the town council, and they all seemed to be on board with the idea of using it. The only issue was they wanted some more information and maybe some examples of smaller zone ordinances like this from other small towns or other small areas, so they could kind of view those against one another. I didn't get much pushback from it. Everybody seemed to be on board with the idea of having a smaller lot here in town. I haven't gotten much further with it, just due to life, in fact, but I am working on revising what we had talked about at the prior meeting and what the town has offered me, and then I'm going to bring up at our next meeting, I'll bring in all that information and have that ready for us to review and look over.
Okay. That sounds good. And I think at some point when we're maybe a little more ready, because there's a question about, can this be used to create subdivisions?
Yeah.
And that's what we have to determine. Can an entire subdivision be created with these smaller lots, or do we want to limit it to a certain percentage of a subdivision plan?
Right.
Okay. There's a lot of things to decide how to do, what to do with this, or deny platted subdivisions altogether with this lot. We don't know. So if you want to put that stuff together, let's discuss it again next month. And I think that we probably are going to need a work meeting at some point with town council if they want one.
Yeah.
If they don't, we'll just have our own work meeting and put it together.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Either one of those would work for me. I'd prefer to have a work meeting with everybody. That way we can get
at some
all
point,
the
I think that's what we've done in the past, usually. Okay. Is have one with town council.
And I can bring that up in town council.
Okay. That's a great idea.
All right. But it sounds like Tony's not quite ready to jump into that work meeting yet, because we need a few more things.
Yeah.
Examples from other small towns.
Examples of small zones. I think
small
that's
zones from other communities.
Looking
that's
towards,
what we're looking at.
Yeah. Small zones from other communities that we can kind of pull or push from and move this in the same direction. My goal here is just not to just cut up the town into tiny lots, but to make it a little bit more affordable and moderately dense housing for people that want to live here and can't afford to buy a 5-acre ranch with a 2,000 square foot home on it.
The general plan states that it prefers large lot single family rural living, right? But we allow R2, which allows for apartments and a lot more dense things. And so we already have that density built in.
Right.
The question is can we do this on a little bit bigger scale than is already available? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else that anybody has? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
You have to make
I'll entertain it. You have to make the motion.
it's
okay. Make the motion.
I'll make your motion.
I'll second it, Riley.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. We are done. Okay.
I know.